This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Between 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and Congress. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney's America Tonight. Nancy Pelosi holding a lot of the cards. What's going on with the State of the Union address, not to mention now the three-week clock and the shutdown, the reopened partial government that was closed, the window back open, people wanting money, and what kind of money did it cost to have this shutdown? A lot of the conversation around the country centering around that. In fact, today, here's Sarah Sanders at the White House talking about the State of the Union.
The president doesn't want to go through another shutdown. That's not the goal. The goal is border security and protecting the American people.
There you go. Protecting the American people. So he doesn't want to go through another shutdown. And as far as the State of the Union, now Pelosi and the president agreed to give the State of the Union address on February 5th. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, with Talk Media News, joins us now. Bob, it truly is a wild ride, isn't it?
It sure is. I can't even remember now why the government shut down. It's just wide variety of things that have happened, so it's wild.
No kidding.
Very wild.
It is wild. So here's the thing. Now we're in this situation where, are we going to see another shutdown? And that's what part of what Sarah Sanders was talking about today when she was peppered with the questions. No, he doesn't want to see another shutdown. But what happens when we get to the end of these 3 weeks and nothing's changed? Because the Democrats are not going to give up that $5 billion plus to fund the wall. I really don't see that happening in any scenario. Do you?
Well, I don't. But what's really weird, Kate, is that, you know, normally, well, they passed a bill from the House to the Senate, then it went to the President to extend to February 15th, right? And then there would be another bill that would go from the House to the Senate, and then to the President, but they formed a conference committee already, which is House Democrat and Republican and Senate Democrat and Republican members joining together. They've already got a conference committee formed for an event that doesn't exist yet, which is the midnight of February 15th. And so they're doing this conference committee, and that's the House and Senate, to anticipate, I guess, a bill needed, you know, before we know whether the president's on board or not. So I've never seen a conference committee done before you have a House and Senate bill and then a disagreement. And I think that's probably the Congress's way of trying to talk about border security before it happens, and that's going to be the subject. I think, in fact, they might be taking testimony. Now, that doesn't mean that by any stretch of imagination they're going to solve it. I don't think they're going to be able to just, solve it with the president. So I'm anticipating, Kate, they're going to do another bill, and they're going to say, here's what we're going to do on border security, which will not be what the president wants.
No. And this has been a tough month for the president because, okay, so the government reopens. He gets no credit, no love, no high fives, no nothing for it. Nancy Pelosi in all these polls is winning. And, you know, it's two up and two down for Donald Trump. If we were playing a wild hand of cards, and you noticed it, I noticed it, Drudge's banner today, if people went to Drudge's website, said walled in, and there was a picture of Donald Trump, and pretty much this is how it's being portrayed, right?
Right. Drudge, you know, of course, other conservative people have been hitting the president, Ann Coulter, and the president was actually attacking some of them back. But it still was a rough month. And, you know, all over the place they're saying, well, he caved, he did this. And then, of course, add, you know, the fact that there's a bipartisan move by Senator Grassley included, who's a big deal on the Republican side, to make a report, you know, public on the president that's not even been issued yet. It shows that internally the president's got a lot of problems with his own party. So I don't think it was a very good month. And then Roger Stone, you know, is there's a raid on Roger Stone, which is, you know, sort of the last piece of the puzzle, I guess you'd call it. So it's a tough month for the president.
Yeah, what do you think happens with Roger Stone? You know, I heard him on tape the other day on a show, and I mentioned this on this show, called The Circus, where he said he was basically the conduit between WikiLeaks and the White House. So he said that, and that's part of what Robert Mueller's indictments are portraying as, look, at this is where it came from. So he's in trouble, I think, in this.
Well, here's the problem with Roger Stone. Well, first of all, you know, they did the raid on him, SWAT gear, et cetera, you know. And like I said today, Kate, somebody asked me, why the SWAT gear? And they sent all these people in. I said, oh, yeah, Roger's dangerous. It's 6 a.m. He's in his mink robe, and he's got a Cuban cigar he might toss at them. You know, he's a dangerous type of guy. You know, this was such overkill that it's amazing. It really is. Stone... it's had a history, and we all know this. Anybody who's ever met Roger Stone, Reputation DC, he always, you know, boasts and brags, and they want me to do this, they want me to do that. He's always been this flamboyant guy that likes to tell how powerful he is, and this time he did it to the wrong people, and with the wrong people is what he's done. And I really honestly, Kate, I don't think because of the reputation of Stone, you know, who they always used to say he lies when his lips move. I'm not sure that Mueller, as it was speculated by the national media, is going to take 5 or 6 months to dissect what Stone has done. He's got him online, but I think this probe is right around the corner to be ended, and I really don't think that Stone is the valuable asset that some people, you know, think he is. He's just one of those flamboyant guys that just loves to run his mouth, and he did it once too often.
Yeah, I totally agree with that assessment. He was a braggy guy who exaggerated details about who he knew, name dropping, all that stuff. But sometimes that can get you into trouble, and it's hard to unravel that. And I agree, with the show of force was ridiculous. What they did was stupid. It's one thing to go after him, etc., but to just over-dramatize it for the cameras was insane. So where does this all end up? If we're close to believing that Bob Mueller is wrapping up this Russian investigation into the meddling possibilities of the 2016 election, are we going to see some big shoes drop or not?
Well, they just postponed the sentencing of Manafort, which, you know, that means probably they want to talk, you know, a little bit more to Manafort, so they postponed it. Because, you know, I think that obviously to Mueller, he's a valuable asset. But the Mueller report's around the corner. That could mean, let's say, I don't know, you know, end of April, first of May.
Yeah, so we have a lot.
Documents are coming to the president.
I don't either. We have a lot to talk about down the road. Thanks, Bob.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Cardio FX from Yogevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got 4 major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Yogevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The idea that a 29-member SWAT team in full tactical gear with assault weapons would surround my house, 17 vehicles in my front yard, including 2 armored vehicles, a helicopter overhead, amphibious vehicles in the back where my house backs onto a canal, and that I would open the door looking down the barrel of assault weapons.
That's Roger Stone, his take on what went down Friday that really tossed up the news cycle on the day and into the weekend, because already the conversation was about, wow, how about this? The government reopens for 3 weeks. You know you're going to have a State of the Union invite somewhere in between there, which, of course, Nancy Pelosi comes up with the 5th. They agree to February 5th as the State of the Union address, and then you have till the 18th as far as what happens next with the government and the wall and that showdown and that tug of war. Are we going to see the same thing, and does the government go down again, or is there some sort of an executive order? Is there something that changes in these 3 weeks? And there very well could be, let's put it that way, but it was really outrageous what happened to Stone. He is guilty, absolutely, of being a giant blowhard. That's what he's guilty of. He's guilty of liking celebs so much, and the fame, the gravitation, the pull, the gravitational pull of fame toward Trump, someone he's known forever, that's what it was about. And it pulled him right into the Mueller investigation. So now you hear that the investigation is close to being completed, according to the acting attorney general, and you think to yourself, well, what does that mean? We are dying to know what this investigation is going to ultimately yield. How long has this investigation been going on? I've changed my hair color 3 times. That's how long it's been. Right? Seriously. So, what are we going to learn about the Russian interference into the 2016 presidential campaign and whether the Trump campaign cooperated with Moscow? If Whitaker is saying, Matt Whitaker, who's the acting attorney general, announcing that it's close, they're not teasing. Now, this is more than a tease. This is an opening of the door. And it's interesting because Whitaker is intensely loyal to President Trump. He says he's been fully briefed on the investigation and that he looked forward to Mueller delivering a report. So then that makes me wonder, all these people that thought we were going to see Donald Trump filleted are wrong. If Whitaker is appearing that way to me, and I'm supposed to read between the lines, which I'm pretty good at, I'm going to read between the lines and say, anybody who thought that was going to topple, they're wrong. That's not going to happen. But is somebody else going down, or is this it? Stone was the last stone, pardon the pun, turned over. So these comments really even took the Justice Department by massive surprise. I got a text from a buddy who works for the DOJ, and it was kind of a strange, cryptic text that I had to figure out, and it alluded to this, like, wow, what's happening here? And, you know, he jumped on the mics at a news conference, and he just described what happened. You know, this is what's happening. That's it. That's all there's time for. Didn't answer any questions. Nothing. So was he just kind of speaking freeform? Was there something more to it? I got to think there's something to it. I mean, is there any advantage in announcing that Bob Mueller is close to the end of his investigation when you're loyal to the president and you're saying that you're aware of what's going on? I don't know. If you think you're that close, I mean, how many more witnesses are there? That, you know, that's the curiosity. Because you look at a chart, and we know the chart. It's all the president's men. Who are close to the president? Who are in the inner circle? So top line would be the president himself. I never thought the president was going to go down for any of this. Never. Then you have the lawyer, Michael Cohen, definitely going down. Then you have Donald Trump Jr. Then you have Paul Manafort. Then you have Jared Kushner, Roger Stone, Michael Flynn. Contacts with Russia, how many? And these associates of the president certainly had a ton of them during the presidential campaign. But what do they amount to? What does Michael Flynn's conversations amount to? Paul Manafort, Manafort's sentencing on his conviction on financial crimes scheduled for next month, delayed on Monday. There's a new court filing, but no date was set. So he's scheduled to be sentenced in March in Washington on 2 conspiracy charges. And then you've got Roger Stone's case. And where does this go? Stone is scheduled to be arraigned Tuesday in D.C. You can bet the paparazzi he desires is going to be there, just not the way he wants it. And Whitaker is the guy leading the Justice Department, since Jeff Sessions was pretty much shoved out, forced to resign as Attorney General last year. Now, the nominee to replace Sessions, William Barr, is expected to be confirmed. But that doesn't even figure into this right now at this point. Mueller is required to give the Attorney General a confidential report completely explaining his prosecutorial decisions. Follow this, if you take anything away from the show, when he's finished his investigation, the Attorney General, in turn, has to send a report to Congress explaining why the work has concluded. It could be a summary. Now, Barr said he would want to make as much of the report public as possible, but he needed to learn more before he made that decision. So this is getting really interesting. Because you have sentencing about to happen, all of that. In the meantime, oh yeah, there's the government that's being run. Or not run. Partially shut down, people furious, air traffic controllers taking the ball and saying, okay, a lot of us are calling in sick, we're going to shut down airports, basically. And then that was it. That was the Trump card, so to speak, that forced the hand, okay, we have to reopen the government. Because these people are going to pantries with tears in their eyes, food pantries, can't feed their little kids, can't figure it out. They've got so many young families in the Coast Guard because that's what they're made up of, and they can't stretch these bucks. So that was a wicked vortex that did really nothing for anybody. Now the fate of the wall, where does that hang? $5.7 billion. The demand for the border wall in the hands of a bipartisan group that includes lawmakers that are experienced in compromise. So let's face it. So the House Senate Committee has 3 weeks to strike a deal. What are they going to do philosophically? And what are they going to do with these hardliners immigration-wise? How are they going to figure this out? I would love to be a fly on the wall. Two places I'd like to be a fly on the wall right now. One sports related and one related to politics. I'd like to be somewhere in the middle of that committee where I could be buzzing around and I could hear what's really said. The sort of OTR off the record conversation as they start to get deeper into this. And then the other place I'd like to be, Sean McVay. I'd love to see what he does to strategize to figure out a way to beat the unbeatable Patriots. Yes, they've been beaten in the Super Bowl, but barely. Now you have Tom Brady and his team and Bill Belichick, the master coach of the Patriots, who I think they want revenge on losing last year to Philadelphia, and now they've got the Rams. I'd like to hear what McVay says to his coordinators, how he's flushing this all out, how they're looking at this Super Bowl. Definitely. Coming up on the show, besides politics creating the buzz in your backyard and mine, which I say America Tonight, my show is all about. Don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Let's have the conversation. I'm going to talk about where I've been, racking up some miles, taking the show on the road and speaking at the same time. It's been an interesting, crazy adventure, and I got a first-hand view of what it's like for some of these people during the government shutdown, as far as the TSA is concerned and some others as well. And I'm going to bring those stories to you on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A breaking news update this hour out of Houston, Texas, where four police officers shot while serving a warrant in the southeast section of the city. Two, we are told, are in critical condition at the hospital. Two suspects killed. Now, this comes just 3 years after a gunman kills five police officers in Dallas, Texas. In a tweet, Houston police reporting the officers struck with gunfire following an encounter with a suspect. To Washington, D.C. now, where the date finally set for the State of the Union address. President Trump will deliver his speech Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters have been exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the president, the address delayed because of the partial government shutdown. And nasty cold, bitter winter weather across the country. Snow could even hit in the south in Atlanta ahead of the Super Bowl. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Number in mind, and I have a big agenda.
It's a little abstract. What's the target?
I really know.
Isn't a secret target?
It's 10 million miles.
Okay. Isn't 10 million just a number?
5 is just a number.
Well, we all need a hug. No, I don't mean to belittle your collection. I get it. It sounds cool.
I'd be the 7th person to do it. More people have walked on the moon.
Did they throw you a parade?
You have lifetime executive status. You get to meet the chief pilot, Maynard Finch.
Wow.
And they put your name on the side of a plane.
I don't know if I'm ever going to have my name on the side of a plane, but boy, I'll tell you what. Traveling is kicking my butt. It is really tough traveling. I understand now for all the people who run businesses, and this is what they do Monday through Friday. That little snippet from George Clooney's movie Up in the Air was all about that, with the perks of flying, what it's like flying and being grounded. And if you're a road warrior, man, oh man, you're a little nervous about what's going on with the government shutdown and TSA and air traffic controllers and everything related to that. So I got a chance to spend some time with some of those people, and I really wanted a few to go on the record, but of course they're not going to go on the record. But they did talk to me very openly as I was traveling through Tampa and Orlando and Philadelphia and Dallas, and boy, oh boy, they were really ripped and just tired of, number one, filling in some cases for other people who didn't come in because they called in sick and just were tired of not getting the check and concerned about it. And I saw this in some of the people that I dealt with that I talked to were very good. We're just trying to be, trying to have a normal experience. And there were a few others that just let the lines get a little long, people getting frustrated as it was just getting longer and longer and longer and longer, taking their time. And I can't imagine. It's like I think about it. My husband says this all the time. The one thing you don't do is mess with a man's money or woman's money. And it's like we say, all politics are local and it's all about what's in your wallet. It is, because you got to feed your family. You got to pay your mortgage. Even if you are a responsible person financially, which is a ridiculous thing to say, I always find it fascinating what people attach to money and what they attach to people and their money scenarios. But listen, you got to pay whatever bills you got to pay. And you think of some of the young families. And by the way, with the TSA people, I did meet some really good people who did have young families. So we're not talking about the single person just kind of swinging around trying to make it happen and saying, okay, this is not good, but I'll figure it out. No, they're worried because they have childcare issues. They have food issues, they have gas in the car issues, etc. And boy, especially the Coast Guard guys, they just got slammed by that, and the air traffic controllers. But in 3 weeks, what are we going to see at the end of 3 weeks? Where are we going to be? I really don't believe that we're not going to see a wall get built. So the president laid the groundwork with some in the White House who were involved in it on, okay, how do I make this emergency order happen? And it's really getting nasty at the border. When I say nasty at the border, the backup of the people seeking asylum, the court backup is outrageous, and the problems that happen there as a result of it have multiplied by 10. So that's what's made it worse. It doesn't matter about the numbers, because the numbers have stacked up. They're not being processed. How can you process them when you didn't have enough judges to begin with? And then you have to worry about, where are you holding someone? What's happening? Are they, then if they're gone, are they showing up for the case? And this has been, that's been a problem all along. But because of the backup, it's gotten worse. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate, and I got something for you. Last Monday, I was feeling a little bit wobbly, and I was down to our local establishment, Food Plaza, and I was reaching for a piece of steel to balance myself, and I missed my grip, and I staggered back, fell all the way back right in front of my truck, and smashed my head and elbow on the ground. And all of a sudden, I was surrounded by people trying to take care of me. So they got me setting up then on my feet, and it took about four people to do it because I'm a big old boy. And they got me to where I was walking, and I got in my car, and I got blood all over one of the girls that worked at the Food Plaza, and I was trying my best to not get her messed up, but I did anyway. So then I got in my truck, and everybody said, are you all right? I said, yeah, I'm okay. So I drove over to the next door, which was Dollar Plaza, the dollar store. That's what we used to call it. So I went in there, and I didn't go in. Bobby went in. I sent Bobby because I was afraid I'd fall down in the store. So anyway, while I'm sitting there, who shows up but the police? And so they ran me through all of rigmarole, took my driver's license, took everything I had, my insurance card, checked everything out, ran a make on me to see if I was a fugitive. And I said, no. I said, I'm Dan Mount. And he said, you're the guy that listens to the Kate Delaney show. We hear you talk with her all the time. I said, well, it hasn't been much lately, but yeah, I said, me and Kate are friends. And he said, well, we are so proud to meet you. And they said, our sheriff talks about you, and he says that you and her carry on some strange conversations, but he says he loves listening to you on the radio. So I got a pass from the police department here, who usually try to ring you up or something, and they're good guys, and I like them all, and so you and I have a permanent place here in Cross Plains, Texas. When I said I was Dan from Cross Plains, Texas, he says, oh, my God, you're the guy that's on the Kate Delaney show. We just love listening to you all. And I said, well, thank you kindly. So Bobby jumped back in the car with all the Pepsi and stuff that I sent for and gave me back $4 change. And I said, well, am I free to go now? They said, you sure are, Dan. And don't forget to tell Kate Delaney we said hi. I said, sure, well, as soon as I can get through to her, I'll do that. So I couldn't get through to you Sunday night, and so here we are right now. And that is all. And with your conversation with Bob, I don't think you need to worry about anything with Trump. I'm looking forward to the Mueller investigation when we investigate Mueller and do a little rundown on his connections and start asking him questions. You got to understand, us Trumpists, we don't forget, and we always get even.
I like that. We don't forget, and we always get even. Dan, thanks so much for telling us that story. I hope your head feels better. Wow. Shout out to everybody there in Cross Plains and the Sheriff's Department for listening to the show and recognizing Dan and making sure he was, in the end, okay. He didn't get the full shakedown. I love that. Nice. You know, it's interesting in talking about the Mueller probe and the fact that it's close to being completed. And as Dan said, you know, we get even. There is something about this whole tight-lippedness with the months of closed-door grand jury sessions and criminal charges, and all this is going to wrap up. So the questions then spill over into how far into the White House his probe will reach and what will happen to his findings. So to Dan's point, what's going to happen to his findings? Because, of course, then that becomes the record. What did he find? What took all this time? What does the final report show? Paul Manafort goes down, of course. Michael Flynn hit the skids, the former national security advisor. And then you have the smattering of others for financial reasons or whatever reasons. They're able to nail them entirely on other charges. But the charges directly related to Russia and tampering with the election, where does that go? I mean, collusion. The president has repeatedly said he wasn't involved in any collusion with Russia, and he's referred to the probe as a witch hunt. So do you think that would light a fire under Mueller if it is not that? And what is this going to trigger once it flies open? And think about this. Whitaker's comments that I mentioned, the acting attorney general, about the Mueller investigation. There's going to be more questions from Democrats who have accused him of being illegally appointed and failing to heed ethics advice, suggesting he needs to recuse himself, get out of there, from overseeing the Mueller investigation. And he's supposed to appear before the House Judiciary Committee on February 8th, where he'll be peppered with questions over his role in the Mueller probe and whether he's taken steps to narrow it or limit it. Wow. What a wicked web, huh? Hey, we're going to the man cave next. Hang with us.
Hot collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Time to
invade the bad game.
No, no, it's in the teacher that business sounds good right about now. She's good for him who's always right for her. She was always cool around my town. When you are together, the things that get the limit, it's possible to shut them out. The Matthew, the sound.
So we're in the man cave, and as we sit here, you know, we're discussing groceries. We started that conversation in the last show, and it's the truth, because you're set for whatever it is you're going to do for the Super Bowl. If you're not going to the Super Bowl in Atlanta, which it might snow there, believe it or not, if you're not going to the Super Bowl, then what you're talking about is what kind of grub are we getting? Is it like 10 pizzas? Is it that layered dip? Is a little bit of this, a little bit of that? I've been to a couple of Super Bowl parties, but I've covered 15 of them. And when you go to the Super Bowl and cover it, it's ridiculous. It's the amount of food, the parties is insane, but pretty cool. When you go to a party for the Super Bowl, it's insane the amount of food, but a little bit different from as a media person covering the Super Bowl. So then the question becomes, who are you rooting for? Not your team, right? or maybe it is your team, the Patriots or the Rams. And the Rams have had such a hot run, and it's so sad in a way that the NFC title game had that controversy. And, you know, the fact that Drew Brees even was asked about the controversy, and he said he wasn't going to let that stop him. The Saints were the victims of two missed penalty calls on a late game drive. If either one of them were called, presumably they'd be playing in the Super Bowl. But you can't take anything away from the Rams. They didn't make the calls. They didn't miss the calls. It wasn't up to them. And they played damn well to get to the position where they were to play the Saints in the NFC Championship game. So it is terrible. It's disappointing. It shouldn't, Houdat Nation shouldn't have had to go through that. I agree. But it's gone. It's over with. And now the frustration can be channeled into next year and just eating some good food. But will they root for the Rams? That's the question. On the actual X's and O's of the thing, as we take a look at the Super Bowl, which, by the way, we will do Nail the Score on our Wednesday show. So same thing, last segment of our first hour on our Wednesday into Thursday show. And Domica Sue is a machine when he's hitting it on all levels. I remember watching him in Detroit and thinking, the Lions letting him slip away makes no sense whatsoever. Then I watched the move to Miami, and perfect place for him when he's on in Los Angeles. His job is going to be to get Tom Brady. This was his take.
It's a great task for us, and I'm excited about it. I look forward to it. But the first and foremost, we need to shut down the run. They've got three elite running backs that we got to take care of, and they've made a big emphasis of running the ball. And until we take care of that, we won't have the opportunity to get after Tom.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. They got to shut them down, because if they don't shut them down, then it's a moot point to talk about that. And you look at the Tom Brady scenario. How many, a fistful of Super Bowls, how many Super Bowls do you win until you're just the elite quarterback of all time? The answer is, if he closes the door on this one, no matter what you think of the Patriots, love them, hate them, whatever, you cannot argue statistically against Tom Brady and what the Patriots have done. Tom Brady says, heading into this game against the Rams on Sunday, that there were lessons learned from last year's loss to Philadelphia.
You know, we just realize everything we got to put into it. You know, if you get to this game and you don't perform your best and you don't perform well enough to win, you know, you kick yourself for the rest of your life. And I don't think anyone wants to go through that. And I think hopefully we learn that lesson, and hopefully that serves us some motivation that the whole point of this week is to win the game. And if you win it, you know, you'll have something to celebrate for the rest of your life. And if you don't, you know, it'll be some mental scar tissue that you have to deal with the rest of your life.
Ooh. Now, that's tweetable. Mental scar tissue. I don't want any mental scar tissue. I know what he means. Because even though he's won all those Super Bowls, this is another year. This is part of his legacy. They've played well enough, because they certainly had some poor games during the season and some tremendous games, that, hey, they're here in the Super Bowl and they want to win again. Speaking of winning, I've watched this guy play in person a dozen times. I saw him throw a ridiculous temper tantrum at the U.S. Open in New York, and he was terrible at the press conference afterwards, and he's had a hard time sort of shaking that villain role, but he's an incredible athlete. He's 31. Novak Djokovic is really the guy to beat in tennis these days. The number one player in the world claims his third consecutive Grand Slam title, 6-3, 6-2, 6-3, against Rafa Nadal in the Aussie Open. I watched part of that on Sunday. It was a clinic. For anyone who's ever hit a tennis ball, it's like a BB when the ball goes over the net. And the angles, no way are you returning it. I would shake if I had to stand there and even try to return his second serve. He won 81% of his first serves, won on 84% of his second serves. Yeah, crazy. And it was his seventh Australian Open. So pretty incredible. He has 15 Grand Slams. to his name now. Wow, wow, wow. Back from an elbow injury that sidelined him for part of 2017, and he just seems to get better and better and better. And for Rafa Nadal, he retired in the U.S. Open semifinals due to pain in his knee, and this was a big moment for him to come back. He's a very popular player, but he could not do anything to stop the Joker and the way he plays. He's a machine, like I said, and he just had him on the ropes the entire time. And, wow, congratulations on that. What an effort. We would be talking about that. Whether you talked about tennis or not, that would absolutely be part of the conversation because it's just awe-inspiring to see someone at that elite level where he had to tune himself up. He had to do something more because of the guys that he was playing against on tour, and he rose to the occasion. Sad breaking news because our brothers in blue are in trouble again. I hate this. I covered the killings of the five officers in Dallas. I was on MSNBC. Or not MSNBC, it was on CNN, actually, when they had me on a couple times when that happened here in Dallas. And you've got now four Houston police officers shot while serving a search warrant. We'd be talking about this in the man cave because this makes you irate. About a dozen narcotics officers, a bunch of patrol officers responded to a house where police suspected drugs were being sold. So they went there, they breached the front door right before about 5 o'clock, then the gunfire happens. One suspect retreats to the back of the room. Another reemerges, and again, they go, you know, guns blazing. So four undercover narcotics officers were hit by the gunfire. Two are in critical condition. A fifth officer was nicked with a knee injury. And returning fire, they killed two of the suspects at the scene. So this is a very sad, sad day for the boys in blue in Houston. Hearing this story just before I came on the air made me very, very, very sad. You just got to, you know, really hope and pray and everything else for their kids, their wives, their spouses, everything, parents, because, you know, it's not just the officers, it's everybody connected to them, and it is definitely a reminder of what happened in Dallas. In this case, a different scenario of what went down. They were responding to this drug house, but two in critical condition, and that is very, very, very sad. The other thing that we would be talking about definitely would be the weather. In Minneapolis, they say the wind chill makes you feel like it's 60 below. That's crazy. Talk to my friend Shauna, who has two kids in high school. They're home until Thursday because they don't want to let anyone out. Ooh, can you imagine that? What are you doing with kids? High school kids for 3 days when you're living in an igloo, basically. Oh, I wish everyone well that's going through that horrible weather in the Midwest. Thanks for listening.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.